Patty, after that first touchdown drive, did you feel like things were solved and you guys were back to being good offense again?
Yeah, I mean, it did make us feel real good, you know. I mean, we came out and we started fast, but, you know, then we just fell off. You know, we killed ourselves. I mean, credit to them, you know, that they played a great football game, but, I mean, a lot of it was just, I mean, missed throws, catches, protection. I mean, it's all killing ourselves. So, I mean, we just got to go back to the basics, you know. We had a great week of practice. You know, we came out feeling good. But you know, we got to finish the football game. And we done it there, you know, there at the end. Yeah, we had a good little drive, but we don't want 3 points. You know, we want to score, and you know, I take responsibility for some of that. You know, I gotta find a guy and get it in the end zone. So, like I said, credit to them. You know, we just gotta come out and finish.
Matt, you guys were able to move the chains, you know, throughout the entire game, and then kind of just sputtered from there. What was the difference when you guys were kind of getting close to their end zone, but not able to punch it in?
Oh, you know, like you said, you know, we were taking what they were giving us. You know, we were taking the easy throws, the little hitches. But when we get down there, you know, everything kind of condenses, and that's where you got to focus up. You got to focus on the game plan, what we were trying to do offensively. And you know, I got to make the throws. They got to make the catches. We got to block. And you know, we didn't do that. You know, we shot ourselves in the foot. We did have some nice drives. But like I said, the whole time, you got to finish.
Do you feel like the offense is close to clicking?
Yeah, for sure. You know, like I just said, we had our best week of practice, and you just got to come out and put it on the field. You know, we started there fast, and you know, we kind of finished strong, but not good enough. You know, like I've been saying the whole time, you can't drive and then shoot yourself in the foot. You got to finish, and that's something we're going to look at tomorrow, and we got to fix it.
Any plays in particular stand out that if you make them, they maybe make a difference in the game?
I think the one I threw, and it was intercepted, I didn't feel that guy kind of coming on my backside, and that's a throw I can make. And you know, I couldn't get enough on it. He popped me, but luckily there was a flag there and drawing it. But that's a throw I can make, and that's one I really want to bag.
Man, how's your shoulder feeling? I mean, it seems like, you know, deep ball has been kind of your specialty, but we've seen a lot of underthrown balls on those deep ones.
It's a little banged up, but... there's no excuses. You know, I'm on the field, so I got to produce, and I got to get through that and make those throws. That's all it comes down to.
Being done from this year or carryover from last year?
It's from this year, but you know, it's nothing too big. You know, I just got to take care of it and make the throws.
How much did you miss Sean tonight? You hardly had him at all out there.
You know, that's a big loss, especially when you're talking about running the football. A guy that's 6'6", knows what he's doing. He's been here for a while. And to have him down on the sidelines and maybe out for a couple games, you know, that's going to hurt us. But Jason and Clayton and Kendall are going to have to step up and really have a great week of practice, come out and show what they can do. You know, it's the next guy's in. You know, like the coach always says, those guys got to come in and make plays, and we got to get Sean healthy.
Now, do you feel like they kept you off balance tonight, especially in the second and long, third and long type scenarios?
No, not really. You know, I feel like I've just got to make some throws, and we got to get ourselves in good play calls. You know, I feel Coach did a great job. You know, we just got to, like I've been saying, you got to go out there and not shoot yourself in the foot. If the first read's not there, you know, I got to get to the second. But if the second guy doesn't win, you know, now that's on me. I got to find the third. You know, it's just practice habits. You got to get that stuff down, and you got to know who the playmakers are and get them the ball.
You guys were using the pistol a lot more than you had, but you think that was going to give you a chance to run it a little better?
Oh, yeah, you know, just to throw them off, you know, it's kind of predictable when they're on the one side and you're always running across, so, you know, you want to change it up, but, you know, it just comes down to making plays. You know, it doesn't really matter where you're lined up. It's just guys got to make plays. You know, I got to make throws, and we got to make blocks, and that's all it comes down to.
Russell was back, but does it seem like he's still not quite back to himself yet?
Yeah, I mean, you can tell he's not 100%, you know, but he's a guy that is going to play. Yeah, he's hurt, but it's just obvious he's not 100%, you know. There's some runs out there that Russell Hansbrough, he's going to hit that crease and go. You know, you're not going to catch him, but with a banged-up ankle and stuff, you know, he's just got to get in there. We got to get him treated, and we got to get our guys healthy.
Did they blitz more than you were kind of counting on tonight? And they blitz a lot, but maybe more tonight than usual?
Yeah, probably a little bit more, but, you know, it was stuff we knew they were going to do. You know, it was going to be field jet, and they were going to – come on the side of the running back the whole time, and that's what they did. It's just we got to pick it up. You know, I got to make sure we get the slide calls in and make sure we're protected, and we got to make catches. We got to make throws.
Man, it's a team that's pulled out a lot of these close games, won a lot of these close games. Is there anything different tonight?
Like I said, this whole time, you know, it came down to us. You know, we beat ourselves. You know, like I said, you know, they played a great game, but it comes down to no false starts. You know, me making the throws, not giving the guys the chance. Guys making great catches. You know, having big runs and no penalties. You know, that's what it comes down to. And you know, we didn't play that complete game.
Maddie, what's your confidence level that Russell will be able to get back to 100%, and how big of a part of that is getting the offense back on track?
First, I mean, that's a big part of our offense. You know, he's a guy that's played since he was a true freshman. You know, we came in together, but you know, I have a lot of confidence in it. You know, we have the best training staff in the country, in my opinion, and he's just got to get in there and trust him. You know, he's got to get it rehabbed, he's got to get it right, and he's for sure someone that we have to get back to 100%.
Do you wish this offense had more balance in it at this point?
You know, I don't wish anything. You know, I love my guys. You know, I love the guys around me. It just comes down to making plays. You know, we got to identify who our playmakers are, who's going to make the tough catch. You know. Who should I throw that football to? You know, I just got to find them. You know, I got to trust them. And that's the thing. You know, we've been doing this since spring ball, and we just got to keep grinding. You know, we got to keep building chemistry, and you know, we just got to move the ball. You know, it's like I've been saying the whole time. You know, I feel like we played well tonight. You know, it just came down to plays here and there where we shot ourselves in the foot.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Good job.